provide viable alternatives in Wet'suwet'en's Bill 70. United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, UNHCR, and Zambia Statistics Agency, ZAMSTAT, has signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, on the implementation of forced displacement survey for refugees. The MOU is aimed at integrating refugees into national statistical systems and underscores Zambia's dedication to inclusive development. Speaking during the signing ceremony held at UNHCR offices in Kabalonga in Lusaka, UNHCR country representative Preeta Law said the MOU signified a transformative shift in how Zambia measures and responds to the needs of refugees and host communities.
News 360.
Chief Government Spokesperson Cornelius Mwetwa has challenged critics of Bill 7 to provide viable alternatives before calling for its withdrawal. Mr. Mwetwa says the proposed amendments are not controversial as they reflect the aspirations of many Zambians under the current administration. He has specifically urged the Law Association of Zambia, LASZ, to consult widely among its membership before taking a position on the bill.
News 360.
For international news, we monitored the BBC.
The U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has told NATO allies that they cannot depend solely on the United States for their security. Arriving at a meeting in Brussels, he said NATO's relationship with Washington could not be based on reliance. Members of New Zealand's parliament voted to suspend three Maori MPs for performing a traditional haka dance as a protest in the debating chamber. They were showing their opposition to a bill that could have affected indigenous rights.
News 360.
Exchange rates courtesy of the Bank of Zambia. The United States dollar is trading at 26 kwacha 24 ngwe. The Great British pound is trading at 35 kwacha 16 ngwe. The euro is trading at 29 kwacha 99 ngwe. And the South African rand is trading at 1 kwacha 48 ngwe. Please note that these rates are indicative and may vary from bank to bank. Novak Djokovic continued his quest for a standalone record 25th Grand Slam title by swatting aside third seed Alexander Zverev to reach the French Open semifinals. The 38-year-old sixth seed won 4-6, 6-3, 6-2, 6-4 to set up a meeting with world number one Yannick Sinner on Friday. Djokovic, who has three Roland Garros titles, lost the opening set to 2024 runner-up Zverev after being broken in the first game of the match. Expect clear night skies, temperature drops to 10 degrees, and sunset is expected at 1743. A recap of the headlines. UNHCR, ZAMSTAT sign MOU and provide viable alternatives, Mwetwa tells Bill 7 critics. My name is Charmaine Williams.
Exciting flavors, a product of Californian beverages.
96.5 Rock FM, Lusaka. The real home of the hits. Lusaka's number one hit music station.
Bye.